Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I am Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
Yeah. This is the podcast where comedians talk about conspiracy theories while drinking beer.
That's it.
And that's really my first beer.
We're just getting dehydrated.
So,
yeah, I've been there all day.
So that's it. Yeah. And today we're going to talk about a theory known as the aquatic ape theory. Freaking amazing. I'm so excited to talk about it.
Aquaman.
It is. It's a lot of sex, fencing, fighting. It's great.
Hell yeah. I'm going to be hard this whole episode.
Yeah. It's a real sexy one. Yeah. So, and you know, if you like this, it's a good indication that you should probably join the Patreon.
Please join the Patreon for extra episodes a month. We also are on Rockfin, and you get a bunch more bonus content on Rockfin for $10 a month.
Not just ours.
No, actual famous comedians have tons of content up there that you get for an extra few dollars.
Yeah. A lot of people who copied, I will say, every time I start looking around, there's another We Drink Beer and Talk About Conspiracies podcast. Yeah. And just so you know, we've been here. We're the originals.
The original.
We've been around for pre-pandemic, let me say that.
Yeah, there's a lot that came after, and those people, I tell you. Just listen to us.
Pisses me off. But nonetheless, please join us, and I think you'll like it. And we're planning a new series that I'm really excited about. And
we're having a good time. Come on by, join us.
We don't have any shows to promote because we've already done them all.
Nothing. We're real sad right now.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hitting a high note before we start the show.
We got a great one, and we're very excited to have with us a very funny friend of ours, comic. And producer, all this stuff. Give it up for our buddy Matt White.
What's up? What's going on, guys?
You hear that? I cracked a beer for you since you had already cracked
it. He already cracked his.
I didn't know.
Thank God for that sound effect.
I was thirsty, my bad.
It's fine. It's always good to get a little.
It's like this genius.
Yeah, we are glad to have you here, especially for such a saucy topic as we're about to talk about.
Okay.
So, like, if it ever, you know, sometimes we inadvertently back into sensitive material on these things. We don't ever mean to, but then
sometimes we go front first.
Sometimes we do attack it head on, but
be fine.
It's a fun one. And it starts with an article I read today about a discovery made by, I don't know if they're a biologist or marine biologist. I don't know what they are.
Okay.
They're scientists who study the Amazon.
Okay.
The animals in the Amazon.
I think those are called Amazonians.
Mm. I don't think that's the...
Is that not?
That's the
Amazonian scientist.
There we go. He's missing.
I got stuck behind an Amazon truck in a residential neighborhood today, and I've never hated him so much.
Really?
How did it make you feel?
Was he doing the backup, the forward? Yeah, but it was like
cars parked either side, so it was a one lane road, and he could have just let me in, but he was just like, nope, I got this.
Pulled over.
Man, and I was like, you know,
we have an Amazon guy that tears around corners going like 90 miles an hour, just blaring metal.
Love it.
And I'm like, there's kids in this neighborhood, but also thanks for the day early service.
Yeah, that's how it gets there on time. But I read an article about these scientists who took photographs of something they've never captured on film before, dolphins, which, you know, there's dolphins in the Amazon. Mm-hmm.
Aren't they pink dolphins?
They can be pink dolphins, but they were playing with a giant anaconda.
What?
Oh. Yes.
Like just having fun?
Yeah. So I...
you don't want none. What's the what's the song?
But you're not far off because what was clear to the scientists and that they were saying is interesting is that they were playing with it, not eating it. It's not something that they eat, number one. Okay. Two, these were juvenile dolphins, so teenage boys, and they were, you know, a big snake like that's a tough thing for them to take down. I don't know what the right equivalent for humans are, but like like, you know how like most snake bites come from like young men under the certain age of like 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like overwhelmingly, it's like men, young men. Are
Because they're like kicking them or something?
They just want to mess with them. Yeah. You know, so idiots. I just think they were just messing with this thing. And like
that messing age.
You cut their head off and they're like, let's go scare our mom with it. You know, like swimming down. Or
still alive.
Yeah, men are the worst.
Well, then.
That's the phase, man.
So then, as I was reading about this, there's another theory. Someone says, I know why they do that. We've seen similar behavior with live eels.
Oh, electric?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Based on what they do with the eels. I mean, so it's kind of obvious.
It's eels and dolphins?
Eels and dolphins. You know what? They take a live eel.
Okay. Is this like tentacle porn?
They wrap it around their penis and they masturbate with live eels. Dolphins do.
What a weird thing.
Like, it's so weird. It's like, because it's, you know, because it's constricting. And
I've seen them sell things like that on websites I've been on, but I've never like thought to use one.
Nobody's thought to use one. But these two juvenile dolphins were basically jerking off together. Gross. With an anaconda in the Amazon.
Crazy.
Probably having a blast.
Oh, they were playing with it.
That's what I'm saying. The guy's like, they're playing with it, but not how you think. That's what they do that a lot.
Crazy. I wonder if the scales feel good. It's like a... Because you know, if you rub
the right way,
otherwise it cuts your wiener off.
Yeah, it's like shingles. But some people are into that. Some, you know,
Jesus.
I mean, there's got to be kinks. Well, I know. I know where we're going. But I guess what got me interested when I read this was like, how fucking smart are dolphins? They're smart, but I'm like, that's really like
they're like smart enough to build a pocket pussy, as they call it. But instead they're like, what? Just use an eel. It's way easier. Yeah. What are you, stupid? Why would you build something? Right. There's an eel right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty ingenious,
you dumb idiot.
Just even thinking about an eel, that actually would, if you can, I don't know, the visuals that I'm getting from it, if you can actually be comfortable, be soft a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And got the muscle, the restriction. We have the
restriction.
I'm not opposed yet.
Yeah. Me either. I'm just like,
I should have clarified. They had the anaconda around their necks.
Oh, yeah.
They were using
that.
Their flippers.
I'm not going out like that.
I'm just kidding.
They were choking themselves. So they were into it.
That's wild.
Okay.
This is a Sunday for these dolphins.
It turns out that these dolphins generally are incomprehensibly smart. Scientists are like, every time we learn something, like every time we study their language, they're like, it's at least as complex as ours.
Right.
If not much more complex. And it has to do with like, because how far it can travel, how they can alter it for different frequencies, depending on what's in the area. Like all dolphins, I don't know if they've checked all, but everyone they've studied has
definitely not Steve. And he's like in the corner eating paste.
Like they have names for each other.
Yeah.
Like, no, they have names. Mm-hmm. Like they figured out that whales will announce the presence, but it's just like whales.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Dolphins will be like, Justin, it's Justin. And then they're like, and like they will announce their own individual name.
Wow.
Right. So they have names. It's incredible how complex their language is. So they've exhibited precognitive functions, like they can almost anticipate. It's kind of true with fish in general, but like
schools are quick.
Yeah, they can anticipate where the school's going. And this to me is the most interesting, is they are incredibly developed on a sexual level. They have a sex life like pretty much no other.
I've heard that before.
Really?
Dolphins have a robust and very fascinating sex life.
They like got a back pages.
Well, I should probably, I probably should pause and say that I think it's for like interesting.
Only fins is what it is. Yeah.
It's probably very interesting for the men, because that's what most of this was about. The women seem to have a typical brutal existence where they just were basically
that's a bummer.
Chained to a pod of dolphins and you know, meant to bread. It's terrible.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah.
It is very typical for the, but for the boys, well, here's potentially number one, when they're adolescents, teenagers, before they become men, they're gay.
Oh, really?
They bond over having sex with other male dolphins. So they're
Roman.
I mean, it's kind of what it is. So they have sex with men, and that the men they end up having sex with, that becomes their pack.
Okay.
This is my boys.
Okay.
Then the boys go out.
This is spring.
The boys go out and they just grab women and just like, you're in our pack now. And that those women become like the mothers of that pack. But and then once they're in that stage, then they're heterosexual and they just breed. They don't do
wild,
but they still jerk off.
Sure.
They still masturbate, with but fish. they don't have sex with other men at that point, other dolphins.
Interesting.
They have crazy sex drives. Crazy.
How often?
So they takes about 10 seconds for them to come. They don't last long.
We eat the same thing.
So, I mean, I think it has to be because it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't get a lot of friction.
Probably not.
It's probably really fresh skin.
Yeah.
The freshest.
The freshest, freshest skin. Fish skin.
Caboose fish skins.
They can do it for hours. So they'll do it. They'll get energy. They'll do it again. They'll get energy. They'll do it again.
All that tuna.
And which is, again, everything on this pod, this is one of the ones where everything's true. That has led to a surprising amount of love affairs between humans and dolphins.
What?
Yes.
Spoke of one once on this pod, I think.
I had no idea that scientists or sociologists have said that zoophiles, I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah,
people that or romantically or sexually are attracted to animals. Yeah. 8% of them are dolphophiles. Delphophiles.
So like 4 out of the 100 in the world. So you know all of them. We've all been to the same parties.
Look, yeah. I mean, look.
definitely a dolphin in here.
Malcolm Brenner, he wrote a book about his 9-month-long romantic sexual love affair with a dolphin in Florida in the 1970s. Unabashed. It wasn't like I'm embarrassed. It was a true, I fell in love with this animal and we started making love.
Did they exchange love letters?
No, but he titled the book Wet Goddess.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
that's true.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
That's a great way to pay homage, though.
Yeah, right? You wet goddess.
8% of zoophiles, Malcolm Brenner wrote this book, Wet Goddess, and that's not even the most crazy one. In the 1960s, a woman by the name of Margaret Howe, she got like her dream job, which she lived in a dolphin house in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And she basically was given the opportunity to live a semi-aquatic life. So she lived basically with dolphins, in particular one dolphin who sort of fell in love with her. She was trying to teach it language, which it could pronounce Margaret's name. It could speak to her, and she could communicate in one word sentences to him, and he could communicate back in a language that she could understand. But the trade-off is this, is that this dolphin who unfortunately was named Peter, Peter would like vigorously masturbate against her leg. And at one point, one of her fellow scientists said, "What is that?" And she was like this. And she's like, "Oh, my God, you got to stop." And instead, she was like, "You know what? I just made more sense to like just get it over quick. So I just do it with my hand." He comes in and she would masturbate him and then he would swim off. And
crazy. Couldn't she build him a device? And he's like, "But there's a human right here. Why would I? Don't build me a device.
Give
an
eel or something, man."
Yeah. Dolphins are very attracted to human women.
Crazy.
And so there are countless tales of women who have been, you know, for lack of a better word, assaulted underwater by dolphins.
Like, I've seen videos on YouTube.
Women will be sitting on like a dock.
Yeah, like it's my algorithm. I look up some weird stuff.
You know, like one of those pools with dolphins in it. Yeah, someone will be sitting like in the Caribbean on like a going on a dolphin swim, and dolphins will jump up and mount them and just like
and the handlers are just laughing. I'm laughing. Maybe you probably shouldn't do that. That's not cool.
Get the dolphin out of here.
Yeah, what the hell is happening?
You know what's he doing?
And they have to laugh it off. Like, it's okay.
I got no alarm. I said no siren or nothing.
Yeah. But it's interesting is that, what, by the way, the reason they copulate them with is apparently the pheromones that human women give off in female dolphins is almost the same.
Oh, interesting.
But the dolphins seem to have an understanding of how they would have sex with us.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Like, it's, I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like
they head for the holes.
Yeah. But they know where the holes are, which seems.
Yeah. That's a little weird.
Like, I feel like a lot of animal sex is a lot of blind stuff. Going
yeah.
On.
I don't know.
Like, I mean,
totally
like,
unprepared.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah. I assume it's just like you find.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think a horse can see what he's doing. It just doesn't
see. Oh, no. He just does it.
Yeah. He just does it. But they seem to have this intelligence about him. And that has led to this crazy theory called the aquatic ape theory. And it's rooted in a true evolutionary fact, which is that in the course of human development or animal development, many mammals have headed back into the ocean.
Oh, they just dipped a toe in the earth.
Yeah, these mammoth four-legged creatures like walked back into the ocean and became whales. They don't. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can see like the skeletons go from the earth into the ocean.
Interesting.
50 million years ago, some elephants wandered back into the ocean and they evolved into manatees. Hmm. 25 million years ago, bears went into the water and they emerged as like a sea lion. They grew flippers and they like a sea lion is.
Can you
evolved.
Imagine swimming so long you end up being a sea lion?
Yeah,
totally changed. I totally recognize myself.
I know. Jesus.
And you go home to other bears and they don't recognize you.
Yeah, and they're like, "What the hell is this?" Like, shoot this it.
Yeah.
Like, why do these bears have guns?
But if you think about aquatic mammals, there's quite a few mammals that are relatively like aquatic: beavers, otters, hippos,
muskrats,
that really can kind of maneuver in water really well. And so that's led to this theory that perhaps, along with your traditional evolutionary chain, which like there were primates, and then at some point something happened where, primates became really smart and we get this sort of human. What if there was another evolutionary tract where certain primates were pushed into the ocean and became aquatic?
Sure, it'd go both ways.
Mm-hmm. And then we emerged also from that second track. So like humans, like primates went in, they became aquatic, i.e. dolphins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we emerged also from that evolutionary chain.
Wait, you're saying we're related to dolphins?
That's the theory of the aquatic ape is crazy. That an ape went into the water, essentially became what we think, evolved into what we think of as dolphins, super intelligent, right? Like advanced predators, all the things that you think about with like the orangutans and gorillas and all that. Mm. And then humans evolved from that, and some humans evolved from dolphins.
Wow.
Right? And there's some really compelling evidence to say why this is.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, we are hairless. For the most part.
Yeah. Thanks, Manscaped. Brought to you by Manscaped.
This is the best.
That's the best segment
product
ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Summer is coming. The sun is shining. Shirts are off and your balls are smooth. You heard that right. Your friends at Manscaped are here to make sure your beach balls are as smooth as Floridian sand. In summer, you want to kill some cold beers and barbecues, not kill the vibe with pubes peeking out your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0 to keep the party in your pants looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. Dive headfirst into summer by joining the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, and get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code CBM20. Remember that one time you were in the shower and you tried to use a straight razor and you screwed up a little bit and you lost a ball? We've all been there, right? And then you got to stuff it back in there. It's gross and nobody wants to talk about it, but I'm gonna. And Manscaped's here to help. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything you need to prepare that summer bod. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. Their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor. A new multifunction on-off switch can engage a travel lock and gives you the ability to turn on the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? From the shower to the lake, from your chest scruff all the way down to your ball fro, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the best trimmer around. Once your downstairs weeds are taken care of, look after the rest with Manscaped's liquid formulations. Before heading outside, use Crop Preserver ball deodorant to stay cool in the heat. With a soothing aloe vera formula, it's best in the business for below-the-waist freshness. This clear-drying formula will keep you in tip-top shape even at the hottest barbecue. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts for the Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag that will bring your comfort to another level. Want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at Manscaped Shears 2.0, a package that has everything you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors. With a performance package, your balls will be ready to impress, but make sure you cover the rest with Shears 2.0, and you'll be ready to perform from head to toe. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CBM20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code CBM20 at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package with Manscaped.
We are hairless, and this happens to almost every mammal when it enters into the water. And it's not that we're hairless. It's that, like, our primate past, we don't have, like, really thick hair like you would see on a primate. We have more of that smoother skin like you see on dolphins and whales and animals that live in the water. And it makes sense. There's less resistance, right?
Mm-hmm. And we swim.
Yeah.
So it does make sense. Now, of course, there are some, like, pretty furry mammals that live in the water, but in fact, the human fetus grows hair and then it sheds it. People are like, well, why would we evolve into a hairless ape if there was not an evolutionary benefit to it?
Right.
And so people think, well, that would really, really help you if you were living underwater or mostly underwater.
And not from just, like, running from bears. Like, you can run faster without hair. I mean, maybe it's Olympic level.
Yeah, it seemed like that if you just lived in a...
Send them in there, they come back better. Yeah. The cocoon is this dolphin thing, then they'll walk again.
I don't know. I don't know. They went through other ideas that, like, it helped with, parasites and stuff. But no other primates lost their hair. They kept it, and... They said it helps with, like, it was a beauty standard that, like, hairy people, but that doesn't really play out because hairy people have been the norm at certain times in human life. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I don't know, just it's the genetic trait of hairlessness is one of the ways that people get into. The only thing that really makes sense is if we evolved to some degree from an aquatic species.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Crazy.
Fat distribution. We distribute fat relatively evenly across our whole body. Mm-hmm. Most mammals distribute it to the gut, where most of us get the bulk of it, but that's the closest to your center of gravity. Mm-hmm. But if you eat enough, you'll bulk up your neck, your arms, your ankles.
Oh, everywhere,
And they're like, that is a characteristic that we only see in aquatic mammals.
Yeah, like, what are the things in Florida? Manatees.
Manatee and like walled. Right, sausages. Right. And it's like... They just surround themselves in fat because it helps insulate them from the cold temperatures of the water, right? Especially because you don't have hair, right?
Right. Which
it's difficult to dry when you get out of, wet.
Yeah, nobody likes a wet hair.
Yeah. I mean, that one to me is probably like, that's the second best argument.
Okay.
But it is pretty interesting. Like why do we distribute fat across our entire body unless we have a reason to insulate all parts of us, which most mammals don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm still on board.
All right. Yeah. Well, okay. I believe just continue. In it. This one is crazy. We, unlike most animals, we have a lack of scent for long distances.
Oh, interesting.
So like most mammals, their sense of smell is, it's like they could smell a mile away. Yeah. They like something's coming. Right. And we don't. And that is interesting because we would have predators that it would be to our evolutionary advantage to sniff out.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. But we can't smell over long distance. And that's very similar to dolphins, porpoises, whales, because smell doesn't travel in the ocean. So there's no sense in having evolved to have a long range sense of smell.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do they snort water? Do they have like a way to like somehow taste in a way that we use smell, dolphins?
No, they smell.
Oh, they do smell.
But they don't smell far away.
Oh, that's interesting.
Unlike other fish do. Right. Well, I don't know.
Swordfish has got the long one. Mm-hmm. He's like, I feel like it's like range. 3 feet away.
That's not a swordfish. That's a dolphin.
Oh, damn.
I think that lack of scent for long distances I like. The other one that is really cool is that our voices can travel in water, which is extremely rare. Like most mammals can't even make a sound underwater.
Really? Oh, because they're holding their breath.
Yeah, because they're right. They don't know how to hold their breath. And most of them won't even put their head. I mean, just think about a dog. It will just keep its head out of water.
Right.
I mean, most primates will only wade like halfway up. They will not put their head underwater.
What if dogs did yell, but we're always above the water? They're just under there going, help me, my God, I can't swim. And they pop up and they're like, he's having a great time. He loves the water.
This is terrifying.
Yeah. It's like, why'd you throw me out the fucking dock?
This is going.
Yeah, I think why do our voices travel in water? We can hear underwater. Yeah, we played that game in the pool.
I would say sound waves. I think it's because how we sound.
Yeah,
but all animals. It seems odd to me that we can both make sound underwater and hear sound underwater.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You guys didn't play that game where you went down into the bottom of the pool and somebody said something. It's kind of like
they hold your head underwater and they say Marco and you del Polo until they let you back up.
That's a different game. That's called murder.
Oh, yeah, that's
no. It's when you went down. It was like the telephone game.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But you went down and like you were like at the bottom of the pool and you'd be like, "You're fat, mom," and then you know like.
Yeah, we love playing. I play that game every time I get in a pool.
It sounded like that.
I'm in a pool so little that I just revert to the kid games.
How do you not? How do you not when you're in a pool? Give me a pool and a diving board. I'm entertained for a day.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be attached. Just as long as there's one there. Whatever. Yeah. I'll make the best.
How long
of it.
Can you hold your breath?
Yeah. The devil. I never really had a pool, but I've heard people do that. I've heard of people.
I've never had a pool, but been up
in water like that and screaming up, and you can kind of hear them.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah. Not really aquatic. I'm trying to get better at it.
You're not very aquatic.
Not very aquatic. I had to learn how to swim. I do know how to do it, but I ain't done it in a while, but I know.
Right.
Sure. I got the fundamentals.
Yeah, yeah. I doggy paddle. That's all I do.
Yeah, it's interesting because
it goes back to this theory that comes up from time to time, which is the part I said at the beginning that, you know, it is controversial, especially if you take it and you start adding value judgments to it. Mm-hmm. But it's the theory that perhaps humans did not evolve from the same source.
Oh, yeah.
There might have been diverse sources of human evolution.
Right.
And again, we're not saying this one's better or this one's smarter. We're just saying.
But white people are pale-ass dolphin babies.
Well, I mean.
That's what you're saying.
If I told you that there was a race of people that evolved hairlessly and they like to like really harass women and masturbate all the time, would you not be like, sounds about kind right. of bad like white people?
Yeah, it does.
Does that sound like
it
does.
That's the white people stuff right there.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
It sounds real whitey. It does. To me. So I'm just like, we don't go up to the surface because our skin burns. You just go up there. Maybe you go surfing every once in a while, but then
Yeah. And yep. I kind of think they're the frat boys of the ocean.
They definitely pop the collars, man.
They're real dicks.
They are real dicks.
They've somehow managed to make people like them. It's time to hold these guys accountable.
Yeah, for sure.
In my opinion.
I'm not rushing shit.
Let's cancel these dolphins. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's the outrage? It's starting here. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, no more dolphins on this show.
That's right. You're banned.
Ever.
The banded dolphins.
Yeah.
I don't want to just get into like dicey territory, but I do find it a compelling idea, especially if you then sort of lace into this the long history of some kind of mermaid or aquatic, human-esque, that people have seen documented, written about. The oldest literature that we have talks about people who were sea people, and was there just enough overlap between this aquatic ape, as they called it, a primate who evolved to live in the water like so many other mammals of its day, and then from there became a fully aquatic animal, right? And some of that split off and became dolphins, and then some of it climbed back out.
Like, what if we got on land and fucked people for real?
Yeah, like, why? Yeah, this stinks.
Yeah. Let's get these. Oh, we got legs?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the only thing that would drive so much anything more reach. From evolved to the ocean, from the ocean to land, is that you could get laid more. That's the only reason.
Vice versa, though. Let's True. Be honest.
That's the only reason why you evolve is to get laid.
Right. Yeah, I mean, speaking of this evolution, though, but when you think about it, if they tried enough, it would have happened because it already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. Just looking at the world that way, that's a crazy way to look at it, but it's an interesting way of looking at it. Like, over time, people evolve. If they want something, I guess, hard enough?
Yeah.
Or just...
Yeah, which is...
Like, TikTok stars become something else. Yeah. Like, they've evolved to be that because it works for them. And I'm that's you. Yeah.
That's scary.
Like cocooning or everything. Yeah. Slowly. If you do it more, you do it enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll evolve. You'll change the game. You'll be better than it.
But
that process of information, though, to me is interesting, that to be like, okay, we just started here and eventually we went X amount of years or time.
Right, right.
And from just what we didn't know and what we know now, we created something else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah. To that point, I think there's a couple things that are really important is that, when we talk about the bears becoming sea lions, that's 25, 30 million years ago.
Yeah.
And it's just easy to forget. It's easy to forget that our like frame of reference is 2,000 to 3,000 years old.
Yeah, so short.
Yeah.
Right. Where what we consider humans, if we're in the midst of an evolution that's been happening over the last 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years, all the remains of all the fossils of what we think of when we think of human, most of them are never going to see.
Yeah.
I mean, a million years from now, there's not going to be a lot of fossil remains.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really hard to distinguish between an aquatic ape and a primate evolved human. Mm. It's just we apply all these differences simply because we live in a time period where we have about 3,000 years of reference. Mm. Mm-hmm. Over the course of a million years, would I put it past it? I'd not at all.
Yeah.
It's a long freaking amount of time.
Yeah. It's a lot of time.
I mean, so I think a lot can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For yeah.
Sure. So when people say, why aren't we evolving? I'm like, dude,
how
long it took to get here?
Yeah, right. No, I'm sorry.
Also,
we're still working on here.
I know. Also, people don't get their wisdom teeth now.
Right.
And they also don't get
appendix we don't
people
need.
People are starting to not get that. So,
yeah, right.
It's crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like
I think we're getting taller, too.
Yeah, not me. Hey, thank God I'm not on Tinder.
Old models.
Yeah, exactly. No shorties. I'm like...
Well, I got one more.
Okay, let's see it.
Factoid that I had to freaking fact check this, and it's true. The human being is the only animal who produces tears.
Well, dolphins are underwater. How do we know?
Well, because I think they've dissected them and didn't.
Oh yeah, tear ducts.
Yeah. Yeah, and tears apparently are an evolutionary anomaly. Hmm. Nobody has been able to identify a evolutionary benefit to making liquid tears. And so the theory goes, well, there must have been something about water. Like
was the salinity that it produced something that compensated for smell, so that if you were in danger or afraid or sad, like that, could you emote underwater using some sort of, was a tear somehow like the equivalent of a scent?
Interesting.
So tears are the last reason, like people who believe in the aquatic ape theory believe that it's the tears are the dead giveaway.
That's probably why people treat animals bad, because animals can't cry.
Cry.
If animals cried, you would never ever hurt any animal ever.
Yeah. Well, they can cry the sound, but you're right.
The sound, but yeah.
If your cat was tearing up and you would...
Like, if that ASPACA commercial came on and all those cats and dogs were just like, just fucking pick me up. You know how tough this is?
She's about to go home.
Take me to a good neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd rescue them all today. That's what we need.
Some people might not want them, man.
No.
Because some people, I think that's the thing with kids. People are like, I don't want.
Oh, yeah. They cry all the time.
Pets are rarely sad.
True.
They have a lot less, like,
because they don't know sadness. They haven't defined it. They don't know how to.
Right, but dolphins do. They don't tear up.
Nope.
But they also have figured out how to masturbate with
like
commonly held objects in their world. So I don't know how they wrap the eel around their unit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they just have flippers.
Maybe the eel's helping, man. It's like
I think the eel's probably on board.
That's, it's got to be the best on board. If they're like, and when it ejaculates, the eel, it's a meal.
Yeah, it's totally.
It is a great example of symbiosis. So gross. That's the grossest thing.
Yeah, probably.
But it's really probably what's going on.
Accurate.
Yeah.
The way he's.
Yeah, he's like, got to get it.
Swims off. Appreciate it. See you next week. Yeah.
Looks like when you feed a fish in a fish tank, he's like.
Yeah.
You know, let's kick it back to you guys, because here we are with this theory, the aquatic ape theory, that there is another source of human evolution. And obviously, just to be clear, like if this were true, hypothetically, the different lines of human evolution have clearly mingled
over
time and time and time again. Mm-hmm. So at this point, we're a hodgepodge of just different genetic sources, but...
We're a jumbo.
Some of our evolution is what you would expect from a primate that evolved to live aquatically for a long period of time, and then emerged out of the water.
Hmm.
So that's the theory.
I like this.
I'll take your questions off the air.
Okay. Well, let's do it on, because we got time to kill.
Yeah, we got some time. Not joking.
I don't know. I'm already on board with this because... we've talked a lot about UFOs, UAPs, and they hypothesize that these people are the others that are just, they've been here forever. They evolved on a different track.
Yeah.
We live in our oceans. Yes. So it's like, how are those not just,
and dolphins more
evolved track?
Right.
Like, we decided to go back to land. They decided to go deeper, you know?
Yeah.
I tell you what, if there's a species that is so intelligent that dolphins are their pets.
Yeah.
Like the way that dogs are just sort of submissive to us just generally.
Mm-hmm.
And then we in turn feed them and take, you know, there's a symbiosis again. If there's an intelligent creature out there that's as intelligent to a dolphin as we are to a dog, then that's pretty scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sick ass pet though.
For sure.
If you were just, hey, go get some eels. go get some eels. Yeah. Why do you want eels, sir?
Yeah.
I mean,
just go get them.
What do you think, Matt? I mean, is this something that you like? Is it something you're like, why does it matter?
I mean, just in terms of evolution, just listen, like people going, or just what if you study what's out there? It's a lot out there.
Yeah,
and they got proof of some of it. I mean, we don't know if it's true or not. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I can kind of see it. I don't like, oh my God, that'll never happen. But I heard dolphins like that. And just thinking about it, the sound, like they are like humans. Like in terms of other aquatic life, they're not living like human-like lives. Dolphins are, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they're always one of the most beloved creatures when people list their favorite animals.
Yeah.
But what is odd is that they're also very, like, they've done DNA studies, and dolphins are like, and humans are like 99% the same DNA.
That's wild.
One doctor's like, we're the same. Like, mm-hmm. there's very, very little difference from a genetic standpoint between the two of us.
This is a little off what you were just talking about, but I was just thinking that if dolphins were like a spy for, we've talked about this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If they're a spy for like a different underwater race of creatures, or maybe the Israelis.
That's a common theory.
That's a theory. That's a genius idea. Is like, what if they're like, just make your spy stuff cute.
Oh, right.
Because everyone, like, if you see a pod of dolphins next to a boat, they're just like, look at the cuties.
Which is the theory like, that they're going to bomb you. That cats are actually alien spies.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Which why they like, will like stare off into space at times. They're like communicating and
they're uploading to the ethernet. Mm.
Domestic cats sort of appeared out of nowhere in human evolution versus dogs that we see a slow general increase.
Really?
Yeah. Cats are like, what the
fuck? All of a sudden, like the Egyptians had like domesticated cats out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. The riches of the rich. It was like, this is the thing to have. It didn't evolve in a similar way. Mm. They found remains of dogs for like, countless sites. It's one of the telltale signs that people lived at an ancient site, because if they have dogs, it means that they were able to keep canines around and feed them and use them as pets.
But
cats, not so. And maybe that's right. Maybe dolphins are just another one of these species that came with some extraterrestrial or indigenous species that was here before humans came and or evolved. And that's who the dolphins sort of work for.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a lot.
Just think about how, like, the dolphin thing is like, well, humans that just apes or primates or whatever just went into the ocean. What if they just went out? But they had the capabilities to go into space. But what if they figured it out?
Space apes.
Space apes.
Yeah.
Let's go through our final thoughts.
All right, what we got?
My final thought is this. I think it's a matter of when, not if, that we just generally agree that the source of humanity as we know it is a much more complex story than what evolution tells. Mm-hmm. And that there are sources of genetic characteristics that came from different sources, whether those are indigenous sources that existed, you know, before we think of it, you know, Homo sapiens, or those are extraterrestrial sources, whether those are aquatic sources. I think at some point, and I think I've said, even said in my lifetime, there will be a moment where we're just like, yeah, like we now know that. And the reason we don't know is because it's just, we're talking about millions of years ago. Think about searching for fossils on land. Because everybody's like, well, we've never had a fossil of a half human, half dolphin. And we're like, oh, go search the Mariana Trench, you know, and try to find something that we can't even travel.
Yeah, you're really searching for it.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah. You just can't go deeper. It's like,
So it's like, I'm sorry, like the ocean is a wasteland.
Yeah.
So
I saw one at the very sad Totem Inn Zoo in North Carolina, Wilmington.
Mm. The what?
It was called the Totem Inn Zoo. It was called something else before. It's like this like roadside zoo, and it's the saddest thing. They're like, we have the original Simba the Lion. He's in a cage smaller than this room.
Oh.
And it's like the saddest thing, but they have an oddity room, and they have like where people like used to put together different creatures and say they're like a mermaid and shit.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Sew together like a... What would they use for the human part?
Probably a small man. That's probably what I would be when I died.
Okay.
Yeah, they'd get someone like me.
And I guess I've never...
it's my lot.
I guess I've never heard this asked. I've heard it asked in a different form, like a different mythological animal. But is a mermaid always fish body, human top
Yes,
half?
Yes.
What's the other thing called?
A maid mer.
A maid mer.
No, I have no idea. It is something different, though. I don't know.
What a terrible curse.
Yeah, wouldn't it be just a giant fish head? It's
like, God damn. Do you remember that movie Splash with Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
If she's not that mermaid, but she's the reverse one.
Yeah, she's a cod face.
Like when she's like, I'm a mermaid for real. And eventually he's like, I don't care, I love you. And she dumps in the water and her top half is just a carp.
Yep.
And then he's like, oh man.
He's like, but check out those gams.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah, I'd watch make that.
We got to find out what that's called. Yeah. Anyway, that's what I think. Okay. I think that this is just one more of the science is slowly saying, let's consider these things before we rule them out.
So, yeah, and I know that, I would say that my final thought, I agree with a lot of these fun. These, of course, are crazy ideas and crazy hypotheses and theories, but it's fun and it fits in with a lot of the stuff we talked about with UFOs and UAPs in terms of evolving in different ways. And I know people like Graham Hancock, who has a lot of great ideas, I think, around this. He gets crap because there's nothing you can prove. And it's like, but you're thinking of all the plausible ways that things could go. I think oftentimes, you know, and again, we're not scientists, so we can do this. Scientists would be like, there's no possible way because this might happen. This probably wouldn't happen. But I'm like,
they ruin everything.
They do. Stop it. What's your final thought?
My final thought, I think it's possible, man. I think just looking at information, just looking at different things that people wouldn't believe, just in terms of evolution, mm-hmm. there's too much out there to be like, where did it start from? Even if you don't really care about certain things, okay, like this, like if you know this thing exists, it existed like a long time ago. Just certain things, in terms of culture, certain even society as it is, everything is set up. It's there's a system. There's a mm-hmm. system to it to get better, to advance. You think about it. So it's like, so I mean, like probably that was probably the name of the game back then.
Yeah.
Where in terms of, I can see a lot of different things happening, but. A little open too, but I don't know.
Do you think that the general theory of evolution in this regard means that as something mutates and it allows for success on some level, that people want to mate with it, right? Or that because success attracts mates, and I'm defining mates broadly, but again, in this sense, I think it does have something to do with a reproductive urge.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's all kind of stemmed around that a little bit.
So here's this whole episode is one of those things where like maybe this is controversial, but I think that like what's happening with something like autism, which when I was a child was misdiagnosed and completely misunderstood. I
had no idea what it was growing up.
Right. Yeah, and then my mother, who worked with like emotionally, physically handicapped children, what we call special needs now, mm-hmm. you know, autism was in the spectrum of things that she had people in her class. Mm-hmm. You know, like she would say, he's autistic, but we didn't know what that meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then over time, like as people understand it more, then they see like there can even be this advantageous piece of it. Right. And they're like, and is that mutation going to become something that 100-200 years down the line, you're like, that's the super brain, or that brain's evolved even more. And so that becomes this new trait where there's this highly intelligent group of people. And I mean, I'm assuming that most mutations at when they first manifest are considered outrageous or crazy. Sure.
Weird, crazy. This is not, it's against the norm.
So if there was something, which many people believe, if there was a global flood,
I mean,
a million years ago, then all of a sudden the weird aquatic apes are like, well, they can survive because they can live aquatically. Hmm. And so then they become, you know, one of the primary remaining primates. Hmm. So anyway.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
It's wild.
Yeah, it will not. And that's the tough part is we will not be around to see any of it.
That's the most
unless
you're seeing it.
Part. Like, we're seeing it now. Like, oh, I only saw such a little bit.
Right.
I want to see it all and then have credits at the end.
I wanted to see more. That's my final words. Yeah. I wanted to see so much more.
Well, I guess that's going to do it. Okay. Except Matt, we would love for people to know where they can find you, follow you. What can you tell the folks who are listening?
Instagram, MDub Comedy, MDUB Comedy. Find me on that. Post videos. I'm going to start trying to do little sketches and stuff on my reels. I've been writing a lot of stuff lately, but I just haven't been putting it out. But just do more of that. I got a website, mattwhitecomedy.com. I post my shows up on that.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's been our show. Thanks for listening. And keep listening. This has been Conspiracy Premium. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith. And this was
Matt White.
Peace.
Peace.